Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Virals moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDowell, and towards Gonzalez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball four. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a pop-up towards short. Veerall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Veerals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veerals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Veerals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gonzalez moves to third. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 1 in the game. Kosko takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher is hit by the pitch. Kosko moves to second. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kosko moves to third. Mincher moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kindle is walked intentionally. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davalillo. Kosko scores. Mincher scores. Kindle moves to third. Grant moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Zoilo Veerals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ver Alts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kosko strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-2 in the game. Nasek hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhals is hit by the pitch. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Batty reaches second base with a double. Verhals scores. Rollins moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kosko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims pinch hits for Phil Roof. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Chuck Hinton now playing center field. Bobby Tiefenauer now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 3 in the game. Nasek bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mincher moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiefenauer fields it and throws to third for the out. Nasek moves to second. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nasek. The throw from Sims and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Kindle moves to second. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grant hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nasek scores. K Kindle scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Don McMahon now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grant scores. Verhals moves to third. It's 7-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rollins. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Rollins steals second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Andy Kosko. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Joe Nasek now playing right field. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.